The next patient is Franklin Cerny, C-E-R-N-E-Y. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old white male. It's a patient of Ms. Norisa, N-O-R-I-S-S-A, last name Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, A-N-M-P, who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The laboratory workup that was recently done is consistent with a creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 53, normal serum electrolytes, and an estimated GFR of 52 mLs per minute. Period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, valvular heart disease that has compromised the aortic, mitral, and tricuspid valves. This patient has a history of three open heart surgeries, 1982, 1992, and 2012. He is on chronic anticoagulation. The urinalysis is without activity in the urinary sediment. It has 1 plus proteinuria. The patient has selective proteinuria that was demonstrated the last visit at 736. Period. The patient didn't have the retroperitoneal ultrasound or the pelvic ultrasound to assess urinary obstruction. Period. He remains in very stable condition. He is very active. Period. Number two, hypercalcemia. This hypercalcemia has been present for several years. He had a failed parathyroidectomy. There was recent calcium 11.1 milligrams per cent. The phosphorus is 2.60, which is in the low side. The PTH intact is 100. And 50. Unfortunately, I don't have the ultrasound to assess for kidney stones or calcifications. Period. But there is no doubt that this patient has a primary hyperparathyroidism, and he has to be seen by the specialist, Dr. Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, in Tampa. And seek advice, period. I don't think that this hypercalcemia is interfering with the kidney function or the quality of the patient's life. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The TSH is 2. The T3 is 1.99, and the T4 is 1.34. patient is taking supplementation. Period. The patient has myelodysplastic syndrome that is followed by the Florida Cancer Center. Hemoglobin 11.7, hematocrit 37.7. And he receives supplementation with iron and the administration of RNSP. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, gout that is in remission. The uric acid is 7.8. Period. In the plan, we are going to refer the patient to Tampa, Dr. Norman, for an opinion. The patient is going back to Minnesota, and in the fall, he will come back to Sebring. Period. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.